All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, Engelbert Humperdinck is back a little more than a year after his pair of dates in town recording a PBS TV special and doing some fun interviews with us, including one at his hotel, you may recall. He's got a new EP, Reflections, with songs like Angel on My Shoulder, You, and Don't Let the Old Man In. And it's an honor to welcome the great Engelbert Humperdinck back to the show right now. Engelbert!
Aloha!
Aloha, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to hear your voice again, man.
Thank you. And you know, I want to tell you something. When I was in Hawaii and we had that storm, what I did when I left, I wrote a poem about Hawaii.
Ah.
Do you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it. That's so cool. Thank you.
Okay, here it is. On approaching the magnificence of nature's blessed land, the ever-present aroma of scented flowers garland the moment with its special aromatic presence. Romantic melodies filling the air, attaching itself to the shapely tanned, colorful attired body lines of the island's beautiful people, using sensitive gestures as figures of beauty sway to the rhythm of that special harmonious sound. Eyes feast as Hawaii feeds visitors in awe of one of the wonders of the world. Sea breezes find a way to wander all day and into the stealth of night, comforting, exhilarating, exciting, enchanting, sending a perfume up the highest mountain with a scintillating fragrance as heads raise to capture the moment. And the beaches caress the feet with shoes of white sand as you walk down towards the shores listening to rain to cool one's being in its oceanic magnificence. So my plea is, don't just fantasize, experience it, for this land is more than a dream.
Wow. And how cool that you just read that thing for us here on the air. Have you even recorded that previously?
First time.
That is the first time.
Yeah.
Well, what a very special thing, because now
we... Want me to send it to you?
I'd love for you to send it to me, and thank you so much for reading it.
Because everybody thought the storm was going to hit, but I told them it was not going to happen. I said, I've spoken to the big man upstairs, and he's going to listen to me, and he did.
I remember it. We did that interview in
yeah.
your hotel looking out. You could see how stormy it looked, and that was your prediction then.
Yeah, I think there's something weird about me. You know?
You know what I've been enjoying, man? Your Tuesday Museday video series, Engelbert's Facebook page.
It's an informative piece of business telling the people what I'm doing, what I'm going to do, what's happening in my life.
And you film these at your houses in Los Angeles or Leicester, England. Now, how long have you had that Leicester one where you said you've converted part of it into a pub?
Oh, I've had that since 1978. The house is 1856. It was built in 1856, and I didn't have it from new.
You have a snooker room in there, too.
I did have. It's now my office, and I love being in there. It's big. It's a 40-foot long room. It used to be the ballroom, actually.
And there's great photos. You took a little tour in one of your Tuesday Museday videos, and it showed your parents dancing at their 60th wedding anniversary.
That's right, yes.
Queen Elizabeth's mom. Did you meet Queen Elizabeth herself?
I have a few times, yes. As a matter of fact, I belong to an organization called the Water Rats, the oldest charitable organization in London. We had the 125th anniversary of the organization, and we all were invited to the palace. And the Queen gave a speech over there, and I met her at that particular time, and met her several times.
What I also read about your house, you have your own pub, and I read an interview you said, quote, "The first thing I do when I fly in from L.A. is I have a pint of bitter and a bag of ready salted crisps."
Yes. That's right. That's true as I'm sitting here talking to you. Yeah, I try not to drink too much because it puts weight on you, you know. And the last time I was in Hawaii, I'd already dropped 30 pounds in order to do that
TV special.
That special, yeah.
What is a ready salted crisp?
Actually, it's cheese and onion.
Ah.
You know, you call them potato chips, right? We call them crisps over there.
In your pub, you also have that famous saddle from your 1974 gig at the Astrodome where you entered on horseback or something.
That's right. Correct, yeah. I was on a horse called Blue. And I can remember the name, and I'm not a good rider. Be honest with you, Dave. I'm not a good rider. And when we rehearsed in the afternoon, there was no spotlights or anything like that in the daytime. So the horse behaved itself in the afternoon, and it was nice and easy. I went out on the horse, I got up, and I walked on stage. And then at night when they announced it and the spotlight hit the horse, this horse stood up on its back legs and it took off into the arena, you know, into the rodeo place. And I belted around there, and I was lying on it saying, "Blue, I'm your friend, boo, boo, boo," and I'm tapping it on the neck, you know, and it's trying to rub me off on the fences. And I was wearing a white suit. Can you believe that? And then finally it came to a stop, and I got off the horse, and what do you think I stepped into? Yes. Yeah. But I tell you what, I had a great concert. There were 69,000 people there, and it was just an amazing show.
What a great story that is.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool about those things that you do with your videos, is you're kind of sharing those stories sort of with people on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
There's another great bit of reminiscing you did doing your summer season work in Yarmouth in the UK and running into Dusty Springfield and her family, and how her brother ended up getting you your first Dalmatian.
That's right, yeah. His name was Cheb.
Right.
C-H-E-B.
He used to get into trouble. You said he would run around to neighbors' houses, including John Lennon's place.
Oh, yeah, John Lennon used to send me bad notes saying, "Keep your dog away from me. He's stealing all my food." Yeah. You know, because in England, they bring you groceries and put it on your doorstep.
Oh.
And my dog used to steal some of that stuff and bring it to my house. So I was never hungry.
That's great, though. And you ever get to interact with John Lennon or the other Beatles?
Oh, I never did. But the messages he used to send me were like quite drastic. You know, John, he was very straightforward, you know. He said it like it is.
And you also, on these Facebook videos, highlight your relationships that you've had with Vegas legends like Dean Martin or Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah. Dean was, I can't tell you how I love that man. He was so instrumental in my career, you know, not only at the beginning, but later on when I had an opportunity of being in his presence in private in L.A., where he and his agent, Mort Viner, and we used to go and sit and talk many a night over there at the restaurant. I've met some wonderful people. I'll tell you who I met, Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Yeah, I did a duet with Bing on his TV show.
Right.
Such a wonderful time. When I had to sing my own song, I was on stage rehearsing it, and he stood in front of me with his pipe in his mouth, and he's looking at me, and he's puffing up this pipe while I'm singing this ballad. And when I was done, he said to me, "Boy, that's some set of pipes you got there." It was so wonderful.
Sammy Davis Jr., same sort of deal?
Oh, I knew Sammy very well. He was one of my favorite people. And one time, Sammy, it was his birthday, and we were in Tahoe. My wife and I went there, and we walked in. And as we walked in, he looked at my wife, and she was wearing this little leather coat at the time. He says, "Honey, that has got to go." So I said, what do you mean, Sammy? He says, "Come with me." And we went into his dressing room, and he opened the cupboard, and there was a string of leather jackets. And you know, Sammy was small.
Right, very tiny guy.
So he took a jacket up there, and he put it on my wife, and he said, "Now that's what I want you to wear tonight."
Wow.
He was such a kind-hearted person, you know?
What a great story, though, man.
Yeah. I learned a lot from watching these professionals. People like Sammy, people like Dean. But Dean, I think I learned a lot of the humor. I can remember him in Los Angeles, and we were all sitting in a changing room having a cocktail, and somebody said to Mr. Dean, no, they call him Duke. He said, "Duke, you're not driving, are you? You're driving home, are you?" He says, "Of course I'm driving home. I'm too damn drunk to walk."
You've had a very lucky life, man.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Really appreciate you doing this, reading that poem earlier, too, which was amazing. And I hope if there's some time at the Blaisdell, I can spend a few minutes with you just picking your brain.
I'd be happy to speak with you.
And I hope you had fun today.
It was fun. It was great. Thank you.
The great Engelbert Humperdinck, and coming back to town and just telling great stories today on the show. You're a lot of fun, brother. Stay safe, and I'll see you soon.
God bless. Bye-bye.
For the secrets that you hide, for the tenderness you show, for the way you understand, for the part of you I never know. for the way you break my pride, for the way you stand your ground, for the way you build me up when my foolish dreams are falling down. I need you after all is said and done. I need you long as I'm living.